Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to all of our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police and hospital ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Parler. And don't forget, you can find us on Gab, on Getter, on Truth Social, on Twitter, and on Instagram as Captain's America as well. And our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch. Watch.com. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, is Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and we got so much stuff going on here. It's a proverbial jungle of free words and free word and free advice here. Now, Hurricane Ian, we found out yesterday, is going to close a whole bunch of Florida schools indefinitely, as there's been severe damage done to a number of schools down there, Charlotte, Lee County way, inside to a couple of other counties inland. So this is going to create another interesting problem, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I've been fretting over that one. I'm part of a fairly sizable group that's making donations. I delivered a bunch day before yesterday, but in the list of donations were school supplies, and I happen to have a good bit of them here, so I donated those at least. But the question then becomes, what do we do, and where do they go? Normally when this thing happens, they use those mobile trailers.
Right.
And I think that that's going to have to be necessarily the plan. And then there's going to be a good bit of extra busing that goes on to see what we can do with these displaced students. But what a mess.
Well, of course, Biden came to Florida and touted the federal government's aid being given to Florida. He didn't talk about the schools per se, but he did talk about the recovery in the Fort Myers area and pointed out Fort Myers Beach as well as the island and over there in Punta Gorda and Port Charlotte, although I don't think he mentioned the right area when he said that, but that's what he flew over in a helicopter according to the route that I saw him take. But there's so much that has to be done, so much devastation, so much destruction, if you will, that this is not something that's going to be fixed in the next few months. It's going to take a year or more, easily.
Well, they're going to have to rebuild beaches, and that one's going to be a tough one. But that can be done. Now, several businesses that have gotten their power back have opened. And I know there's a pizza shop that worked diligently to reopen, and they had lines of people out there getting pizzas. So it is slowly happening. I mean, lots of power has been restored, and that into itself is remarkable. So things have happened pretty fast, I would say. Those without power, I think, is because the infrastructure of the power stations themselves has been damaged. And I saw some pretty heavy-duty, kind of those weird-looking, almost look like something that belongs in space, being delivered on these massive trucks. But, you know, the organizations that are on site are really quite remarkable, including Samaritan's Purse, who does exceptional work. And I think, I hope that some kind of takeaway, and I hope, I don't think so, but I hope some kind of takeaway that Biden saw was how people and private organizations, non-government type things, have really stepped up, and there's a lot of power in that resourcefulness and the benevolence of organizations like the Cajun Navy and the Samaritan's Purse and, you know, so many others that, you know, that's almost too long to list. That you don't always need the federal government to step in. Sometimes they convolute things and make it complicated and find reasons to deny things. But Biden said yesterday, he made that promise, we won't leave until the job's done. Now, what that really means, we don't know. He probably forgot that he said it already. And then we had the hot mic thing that happened when he was talking. And I can't believe that a president of the United States would say that to a voter.
I can, because he has no conception. He just flies off and says what he wants, and it is what it is, so I can believe anything that he would pop off. It's not surprising anymore. As a matter of fact, we're fixing to go out on a break here. Here comes the music. When we come back, folks, it's an interesting day in the neighborhood when I can tell you that we uncovered the Biden administration's propaganda plan as to how they're pushing the COVID vaccine from day one. And thank you very much to Judicial Watch for getting that for us. I got it sent to me last night. How about that? We'll tell you about that nonsense. And boy, you aren't going to like that one either. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
All righty, well, this portion of the program brought to you by Geico, Geico Insurance. Geico's been saving people money for more than 85 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 25-plus million drivers, including myself. Now, if you want to find out more about Geico and if you want to get a rate quote, you can do that by going to their website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and give them your information. You can get a rate for your car you're driving, a truck you're driving. Maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. They can do all that for you. And then the way you really save money is if you bundle your homeowner's policy or your renter's insurance policy, if you're a renter, or your condo policy, if you have a condo. Bundle them together and see what happens. You'll be glad you did. It's going to save you a bunch of money. So, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Check them out. See what they can do for you. Okay, back to Denise Simon from PoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have a caller on the line. I'm going to take the call. It's Mel in Saratoga Springs. Okay, Mel, what's on your mind?
Oh, yes. Good morning, Denise. Good morning, Captain.
Hi.
I'm just curious with Joe Biden during his freshman Senate year. During the duration of his mentors of Jesse Helms, those kind of guys, Bull Connor, George Wallace, who else we have, that when he came in as a freshman into the U.S. Senate, how quick he would have been to be, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black, or I'm Puerto Rican, mm-hmm. Too. You know, I'm just curious. You know, a leopard never changes his spots. And this guy's a racist from day one, as I just mentioned, from those people that he admired and that were his mentors that he came up under until the day that they died, that they left the Senate. So I mean, this guy, he's as phony as a $3 bill. You know, I would, you know, to me, this guy actually needs to assume room temperature because this guy, you know, what he's done to this country is outrageous and deliberate. So that was my question. You know, how would he have been?
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Now, the other thing is I thought he was going to mention in there the grand wizard of the KKK, Robert Byrd. Remember him?
Sure. But, you know, yesterday, I mean, you know, Mel's right. yesterday, while Biden was in Fort Myers, what does he come out and say? He's trying to ingratiate himself with the people that are victims of this hurricane
mm-hmm.
by saying, I know what it's like to lose things and I know how devastating it is
yeah.
because during weather, there was a fire at my house and I lost the majority of my house.
Yeah, not true.
Well, that's just false.
Yep.
Lightning mm-hmm. struck and caused a small fire in the kitchen and the fire was out in 15 minutes.
That's right.
And then he tells us, you know, that he was raised by a Puerto Rican community
yep.
in Delaware.
Not true either.
Mm-hmm. You know, so, you know, I mentioned a couple of these things to my husband last night. He goes, yeah, he's doing all this while he's driving a semi-truck.
Yeah.
You know, and, I find myself repeating things on your show, which is, you know, lies work. And mm-hmm. how many people... you know, by what Biden says or government says, lock, stock, and barrel. And goodness, ladies and gentlemen, everything needs to be challenged. That you know, strikes your attention. It just has to be challenged. You know, Biden's out there yelling and screaming and stomping his feet over the gas stations for their high prices of gasoline. Well, okay. Mm-hmm. Gas stations are not owned by the oil companies.
Nope.
They're owned by individuals, and they don't set the price. And then, you know, we get Admiral Kirby, and now the White House press secretary, blah, 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 whatever he is.
Yeah. Communications director.
You know, yesterday he goes on about we have all these permits, and they're not being taken advantage of, and so forth and so on. Well, that's just patently false.
Yes.
It's not that the United States oil companies are not using the permits. It's just that we also don't have a refining capacity.
Mm.
Now, why is gasoline so high in the state of California? Well, because they require a special blend
mm-hmm.
of gasoline.
Yep.
And it causes a different hardship or a different kind of refining out there.
Mm-hmm.
And because, especially after this Inflation Act, Reduce Inflation Act or whatever it was just passed,
mm-hmm.
the federal government's throwing all of this money into a green agenda.
Yep.
What does that say to Wall Street? Well, it says to Wall Street, you know what, we are not going to lend any money to the oil companies so they can do some other explorations or they can increase capacities because the government's not going to give them what they need in order to do this.
Correct.
So the oil companies are stuck where they are. They can't go any further. They can't do any more than they're already doing because the government won't let them. We have these, what did Jen Psaki say? We got 6,000 or 9,000 permits?
Mm-hmm.
Well, permits means to explore. You've got to have money to explore. And but even if you explore and you find oil, okay, fine. But you got to pay for that. And then you got to send it to, then you got to pump it. Then you got to ship it to the refineries. And the refineries are at capacity.
Yep.
So these are all things that this Biden administration refuses to understand. They know it, but, you know, they're stepping over it. It's really, when it comes to energy independence here in the United States, this Biden administration considers it a dead body, and they're stepping over it. And we're going to go green, 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 green. Well, we now are seeing how it's devastating the United States, especially when it comes to transportation.
Correct.
And diesel. But look what it's doing to Europe, because they went all into green. And so then we go hat in hand, because we don't want to pump more oil, we don't want to increase refinery, you don't even want to finance it. And so what do they do? Well, let's go over to Saudi Arabia and see if we can get them to oil. Nope. They're going to cut back 2 million barrels a day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let's go down to Venezuela and see what they'll do. Well, Venezuela's like, hey, we're not going to do anything until you lift the sanctions. Okay, we'll lift the sanctions.
Yep.
I mean, it is just... So, everything about this administration is fraudulent. Everything.
You're right.
And Biden doesn't know the difference. He doesn't know what's sitting in front of him. He has no concept. He's got to read things. He's got to take. He's got all these cheat sheets and note cards and, you know, teleprompters and all this other stuff. So, who's running things?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got John Kerry that's running things. You got Susan Rice that's running things.
Yep.
And then, you know, you got Ron Klain, chief of staff, is running things.
Mm-hmm.
And Biden, he's a puppet to his own people.
Yep.
So we have a presidency by quorum, by an activist quorum,
mm-hmm.
where we are.
Well, wait till you hear what Kirby said, and I'm going to be more specific than what you were. Shortly after OPEC announced its 2 million barrel output cut, White House spokesman former Admiral John Kirby told Fox News that the move means that the cartel was adjusting their numbers down just a little bit after boosting production over the summer. Now, OPEC has been saying and telling the world that they're actually producing 3.5 million more barrels than they actually are. And Kirby said in some ways, this announcement decreases what really is just kind of gets them back into more aligned, pardon me, with the actual production they were doing before this all started. Nonsense.
You know, one of the biggest ways that there was a breakup of the Soviet Union was because Ronald Reagan went to the domestic oil producers and said, I want you to produce as much as you can. We need to keep below $30 a barrel.
Yep.
And I think that the federal government helped with some, some pricing there.
And Trump
That's
did
what
the,
did it.
Trump
now
did the same thing. Mm-hmm.
And now it's being reversed on us.
Yep. Well, we need to get this election in. We need to take charge and do what we got to do. I'll talk to you tonight, kiddo. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the great stuff she has to offer. We'll be right back with our Military and Veterans News Summit. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Elon Musk is planning to go through the deal to buy Twitter. The Tesla CEO agreed to buy Twitter earlier this year for $44 billion, but changed course and tried to back out of the deal. Now Twitter says its intention is to close that deal. Twitter sued Musk to force him to go through with the purchase, and the two sides were set to go to court on the 17th. President Biden stunned viewers of a Hurricane Ian recovery briefing Wednesday by saying into a hot mic that no one Fs with a Biden. The 79-year-old president made the unexpected vulgar remark about family loyalty to Fort Myers Mayor Ray Murphy after taking several questions from reporters. Gisele Bündchen was spotted without her wedding ring on the same day. Page 6 exclusively revealed that both she and husband Tom Brady had hired divorce lawyers. Photos show the Brazilian supermodel out with the kids, but without her wedding ring Tuesday in Miami. This is USA Radio News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. By the way, the National Aviation Academy, with those two campuses, one in Clearwater, Florida, one in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston, where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has the two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. One is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in Tampa Bay. I'm over here on this side of the bay. They're over there on the other side of the bay. The other one is in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston, Massachusetts. Now, in either case, you should check them out on the web if you haven't already. Their website is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. One more time, naa.edu. And then give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Give them a call and ask to take the tour at one or even both of their facilities. After all, you see them both. Pick the one you want to go to, and that's the one you go. Now, if you are coming out of the military, and you haven't used your GI Bill, obviously you're going to be very lucky because you're going to have everything covered 100% to learn how to become an aviation maintenance tech. Now, if you're a civilian and you want to go through the regular college loan program, they have a loan tech there that can help you do that. But whatever the situation might be, this is a high-paying, in-demand job. And the second you get yourself certified, the great thing about National Aviation Academy is that you will have a job in your hand. Their graduates are very highly sought after because of the level of training that they get. They hit the ground running and away they go. You can go to work overseas if you want. You'll make a lot more money if you do. Whatever you might happen to want to do, you can do it. But it all starts with going to the website, naa.edu, and giving them a call at 800-659-2080 to take a tour of one of their facilities. Now, you'll be able to talk to students. You'll be able to talk to instructors. And you'll be able to talk to the loan people that handle the paperwork to help you get your student loan or go through and get your GI benefits. So that's all part of what they do. Okay. The U.S. Navy has spent more than 4 years repairing one of the amphibious ships that the Marines use. Now, this has blown way past its budget by at least $99 million, yet this ship is still not ready to deploy. And the Marines are warning against the Navy's fiscal year 2024 decommission scheme, where they're talking about decommissioning a bunch of ships and going with what the Navy wants, which isn't necessarily what the Marines want. Yeah, the Marines want to ride around in a ship, but they would kind of like to ride around in their own amphibious assault ships where they have their helicopters and whatnot, and they take their expeditionary force along with them. So we'll see. We'll see how that all plays out. Obviously, it's going to be something that'll have to be decided, I believe, politically. So, again, we'll see how that plays out. Now, GI Mail. The U.S. Army is now rolling out Google Workspace for soldiers, new and old. Months after the service quietly began testing the software suite as a potential solution to previous information technologies issues. So, the Army and Google Workspace are going to be one and the same, as that's how the troops will be able to communicate via email, either with themselves or at home. Now, the Pentagon said it's arming Ukraine with Excalibur satellite-guided artillery rounds and four more high-mobility artillery rocket systems to help repel Russia's invasion force. Okay. These are called the HIMARS, of course. And if they indeed do that, and they've gotten pretty good at what they've got, this, again, puts Ukraine in the driver's seat in a lot of cases. We'll have to see what happens there. To be continued, how's that? Now, the Navy is boosting its recruiting goal by some 3,400 sailors to meet its fiscal year 2023 end strength requirement, despite an increasingly difficult recruiting environment, service officials told the United States Navy News this week. What's going to happen? I don't know. Is it getting harder to recruit? Yep, it sure is. A lot of it has to do with the vaccines and all that stuff and the people watching what's been going on. Some of these Coast Guardsmen being booted out. I think it's ridiculous. That's just me, but I you can't do anything other than get a hold of your congressman and say, hey, stop the nonsense and see if that'll happen. By the way, the new Air Force Special Operations teams are modeling the future of what's being called Agile Air Wars. A new kind of unit is popping up across Air Force Special Operations Command, and it wants to break the squadron mold. Will they be able to do so? Probably. Probably. By the way, Joe Biden spoke with President Zelensky, Ukraine's President Zelensky, and unveiled a $625 million weapons package to the Ukraine. All I can say to that is, wow. Wow. We'll see how that works out. This package, by the way, is exclusively to help the Ukraine get Russia out of the regions they annexed in the eastern and southern parts of the country. And we'll see if that works. Now, Russia's Vladimir Putin also signed laws annexing occupied Ukrainian regions. He signed laws to formally absorb the four Ukrainian regions into Russia following referendums in those areas that Kiev and its Western allies called it a meaningless sham, which it is. And, of course, it's all going to be decided again by somebody other than them, probably the United Nations. Ukraine also can reach the vast majority of targets with what they already have, so says a Pentagon official. They don't need to have long-range missiles. What they've got will hit anything they want to point it at, according to the Pentagon. Ukrainian officials are also considering whether to restart two reactors at the nuclear power facility in order to ensure that its safety equipment remains undamaged and operational. This coming from the head of the Ukraine's power operations. Also, this is something to see, and it's hard to believe, but it's true. The Ukraine troops accelerated their military advances on two fronts, pushing Russian forces into retreat in the Donetsk and Luhansk regions to the east and the Kherson region to the south. They are pounding the bejesus out of the Russians who are getting off the battlefield. Go figure. Go figure. Putin is in big trouble. Big trouble. All right, we're coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back, Kathy. It's your turn, kiddo. Give it a shot.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
In the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you very much, Frank Silvato. You'll hear Frank again tomorrow on the program, hour number 4. You might want to tune in for that. UndergroundUSA.com is his website. But before we get to Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, we're going to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive, in particular, Moss Acura. That's Moss spelled M-A-U-S and Acura. They have an Acura dealership on North Florida Avenue, right next door to Moss Nissan in Tampa, North Tampa. And you might want to check them out because they've got the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active and retired, as well as church pastors, too. They will save you a bunch of money on your new or certified pre-owned vehicle. In addition, your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. It's unbelievable. People drive from all over the place, especially Georgia, south and North Carolina, up and down the East Coast, up into the Midwest, as well as out as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. They've actually driven here to Tampa to buy a vehicle because they can't get the deal there that they can get here. Moss, M-A-U-S. Acura.com. Give them a try. See if they can save you some money like they have a lot of other people. Okay, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street.com is his website. And good morning, Mr. Chris.
Morning, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. Listen, this oil situation and what OPEC has said they're going to do is monumental. Now, this is not their first rodeo. So they've done this before to drive the price up. And boy, are they. We're going to have prices back well over $5 a gallon in places where it had dropped down into the high threes or even the middle threes or low threes. It's going to happen faster than it happened before, I think, because they're not wasting any time and jumping the price of fuel up, number one, because they're cutting the production down, and they're not going to do it till November, but the market's already reacting.
I mean, yesterday the big story was OPEC is reducing its daily production by 2 million barrels a day. It's globally. Biden administration countered with another exercise in futility. They're going to release another 10 million barrels in November to try to keep the prices down. Everybody's getting angry. Biden got really upset with OPEC. Why not take a good hard look in the mirror and say, hey, we shouldn't be having any of these problems. We had OPEC on the ropes, as far as their ability to operate as a cartel, and we let them go.
Yep.
It's upon our policies. And again, this is what they want. I don't buy really into any of their, I know, you're coming close to midterms, and they like to see gasoline prices down, around midterms because they're worried about what's going to happen at the polls. But, overall, let's be honest here. They wanted gasoline prices to go up. They want energy prices to go up. Mm-hmm. And this is a major thing as well when it comes to fertilizer. You're also talking about food. You're talking about what you're going to be paying for your electric bill and your oil heating bill this winter. It's going to be tough. It's going to be very expensive. And quite frankly, this is something that the Fed can't fix. These inflationary items, the Fed can't do a damn thing about them. And quite frankly, it's the most important stuff that we're dealing with right now.
Well, Chris, if the Biden administration just simply reversed its hostile attitude towards oil and fossil fuels, the United States could once again 100% avoid falling into the recession that they're headed for. Inflation would cease. The Fed wouldn't have to keep hiking rates. And, oh, by the way, we could become energy self-sufficient just like we did under Donald Trump. It doesn't take a brain surgeon to figure this one out. Because if you take our neighbors, Canada, and throw Mexico into the mix, we can produce about 20 million to 21 million barrels per day. And the world would have more oil than it would know what to do with. And I don't personally care what they do in Europe. We'd have enough for ourselves, and that would take care of us.
Well, again, Europe's buying a lot of our natural gas and energy products now because they have to. I mean, that was what we wanted to have them do in the first place rather than rely upon Russia for these things. Mm-hmm. But it's a global energy market. Mm-hmm. We could have been, we were once, a leader in it, and we decided to head in the opposite direction. Listen, I don't have any problem with electric cars. I think electric cars are fine once they get the price down, so when people can afford it. And there's obviously some range issues that you have to deal with these things.
I know another issue.
Yeah, well, also the materials, the lithium and everything else.
I know another issue.
Grid.
You have a hurricane come through, and you have the cars sitting in the fringe areas. They haven't been able to charge them because they've been without power for a week. All of a sudden, they got to push them or tow them to where they can plug them in and charge them up again. Now, I know about that problem because it's going on right now.
Or you got to have a separate generator just in case.
Yep.
Just, for something like that, which, again, the generator is going to be running not on solar panels. It's going to be running on gasoline. So,
right.
That is without a doubt a reality. I talked about how California wants to eliminate all natural gas and all natural gas heaters and stoves and everything that goes along with that.
Yep.
Imagine if you lose your electric grid, then what?
Yeah.
Then you're going outside and you're grilling marshmallows over mm-hmm. open fires.
Well, we got our friend Mary on the telephone. I'm going to go to her. She's got a question, I'm sure, of some sort. But I know she's got this all solved. She's going to use her skateboard, put the broom up in the air, get the bed sheet up there, and she's all set to go. Right, Mary?
Hey, good morning. Yes, I'm so glad you brought the electric vehicles up again, because getting rid of that lithium or recycling it is such a joke. It's like I am getting ready to throw away a lithium battery. It's like there's nowhere else to put it, in the trash. In the old days, you could throw a battery in the trash. These days, they say, please recycle. But I have a toothbrush with a lithium battery in it. It's like, what am I going to do with it when it doesn't work? It's going right in the regular trash can. You can't recycle these things. How stupid can people be to keep? If they complain about the littering of the earth, they're just asking for more by doing this. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're going to litter it. They're probably going to throw it in the ocean, for all I know. But they're going to litter where they're going to litter.
Well, you know, there's, without a doubt, that's another you know, factor that we have to deal with. Another, you know, they now are dealing with all these old solar panels that, I mean, because they don't last forever.
No.
And you know, the various different rare earth minerals that are in these things, and you can't put them into traditional landfills. And they've got companies now that have to be devoted to getting all of that out. But it's, you know, it's a game of pennies. It's not like it's very lucrative to go ahead and do that. I mean, again, these are people that, you know, come up with ideas, but they don't think five steps, you know, down the road or into the future, or how you go about dealing with some of these problems. So that's what human beings do all the time. I mean, these are problems that I'm sure could be dealt with, but you might want to solve them before going, you know, diving headfirst into something like this. This is what they're pushing for right now.
Well, you're absolutely right. And the other thing you're absolutely right about is the fact that we don't have enough capacity to produce the power to charge these vehicles if they were to buy them in large amounts.
I've talked to people about this. If you were going to head in this direction, we would really have to have a major push to go, you know, really put up a lot more nuclear power plants here in this country, and use some of the newer technology, and you make some of the smaller ones, those modular ones. But you know, again, because of all of the regulations and everything that goes along with it, it can take a decade or two before you can get one built. I mean, that's how ridiculous it is. That needs to be done first. I mean, you have to have the energy, and you know, that's one way to go about doing it, quite frankly, and that's the way we should be doing it. People are so scared of these things, it's ridiculous. And we just launched the aircraft carrier, the Gerald Ford there. That has two nuclear reactors on that thing.
Correct.
Let it run forever. I mean, it's just, it doesn't have to stop the refuel. That can go forever.
Yep.
And you know, that's what we need to be thinking.
You're right. Okay, my friend, we will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day up there.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there, check him out, all the different things he has to offer. And I'll be right back after the break with Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell...
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.